Although the abandoned soul seems incapable of defending itself, God Himself protects it with all His powers. The unique and absolute certain action of God is always applied to a submissive soul at exactly the right time, and this soul at once reacts as it should. It accepts all that has happened, all that is happening, and cooperates with everything except that which is sinful. There are times when the soul acts consciously, and at times quite unknowingly, being instinctively moved to say, or to do, or to ignore certain things without having any apparent reason for such behavior. Often the motive force is something quite natural, and the simple soul sees nothing mysterious about it and acts through pure chance, necessity, or convenience. Neither this soul nor any other sees anything strange about it. Yet it is God, through the intellect, the wisdom, or the advice of friends, who is using these ordinary means. He makes them His own instruments, and employs them in such a way that no plans of any enemies directed against His chosen souls can possibly succeed. To deal with a simple soul is to deal with God. What can be done against the unfathomable ways of the Almighty? God takes over the cause of the simple soul, and then it has nothing to worry about, no intrigues to fear, no need to keep a careful watch on other people. It is carefree and rests in the bridegroom's arms, safe and at peace. God frees us from all the ignoble and devious tricks which seem necessary to human prudence. Such tricks suited Herod and the Pharisees, but all the Magi had to do was follow their star in peace, and the child had only to rest in his mother's arms. His enemies benefited rather than harmed him, and the more they tried to thwart and trap him, the more freely and calmly did he act. He never humored them, nor did he ever flatter them to escape their blows, their envy, and their suspicion. Their persecution was necessary for him. That is how Jesus Christ lived in Judea, and this is how he continues to live in simple souls. With them he is generous and gentle, unreserved and friendly. He neither fears nor needs anyone, for he sees all creatures in his Father's hands and knows they are bound to serve him. Some give their service by their evil passions, some by their holy deeds, others by their glad obedience. It is all wonderfully arranged. Nothing is lacking, nor is there too much of anything. There is just what there should be of both good and evil. At every moment, God's will produces what is needful for the task in hand, and the simple soul, instructed by faith, gives everything as it should be and wants neither more nor less than it has. It never ceases to praise the divine hand for the way it smooths the path ahead. It receives both friends and enemies with the same kindness, just as Jesus treated everyone as God's agent. We have need of no one, yet we need everybody. God wills that everything and everyone are necessary, and we must accept them from Him just as they are, receiving them kindly and humbly. We must be simple with the simple and kind with the rude and coarse. This is what St. Paul taught. For the weak, I made myself weak. I made myself all things to all men in order to save some at any cost. And Jesus Christ practiced it perfectly. Only grace can give a soul that supernatural quality which enables it to show such a detailed and suitable understanding of the nature of each person. It is something never learned from books. There is something truly visionary about it, which comes from a special revelation and the teaching of the Holy Ghost. The soul must have reached the highest state of self-abandonment before it can understand it, and must be utterly detached from every project and from any affair or concern, no matter how holy they may be. The soul must concentrate on the supreme business of life, submission to God's will, so that it can give itself up to fulfilling the obligations of its circumstances. Let us leave the Holy Ghost to act upon it, without thinking of what he is doing or being well content to know anything about it, confident that all that happens in the world is only for the benefit of souls obedient to God's will.